This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday. That's right, I got the day right here this time. Wednesday morning, maybe it's Wednesday afternoon, maybe it's even Wednesday evening and it's 8:45. If it's Wednesday evening at 8:45, then it's too late for me to invite you to Bible study at Island Community Church tonight. But for everyone else, I will. We are meeting at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll be all done by 10 after 7. We are in the Gospel of Luke, and that's going to be tonight. I invite you out here tonight. Each week is a wonderful study because the Word of God is alive. It's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. You never know where we're going to end up, but break out this blackboard that we have there, and love teaching and using the blackboard and going through verse by verse. I believe we're in chapter 6, I believe is where we are here tonight, 6 to 7:15, let's call it. Island Community Church is at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. Sundays, we're going through Romans verse by verse. I took a break last week, preached on Holy Communion. You'll hear that here on the radio here coming up soon. But we're in the meantime, I'm going through Romans verse by verse, and we'll be wrapping up chapter 6 this week. More on that, though, later in the week. But I would love to see you tonight at 6 o'clock. If you are available, if you'd like to come by, if you like studying the Word, then I invite you to come by and study with us as we're going through Luke. Here in the meantime, where are we at? We're in a 9-week study through. Actually, it was a 9-week sermon series, so I'll probably get through it in 8, through the book of James. This week, we're in chapter 3. I have entitled this sermon, "You Will Know Them by Their Speech." And this is the last part of this message, and we'll be picking it up in our new one, "Are You a Friend of God?" So we'll be in chapter 4 tomorrow here on the radio. Are you a friend of God? Remember, friend of the world is the enemy of God. But that's for tomorrow. Here for today, you will know them by their speech.
I know Pam's a counselor. She could tell you probably, I don't know how many times, how much damage is done to people who were cut down by someone or by their parents, by their father or mother, who told them they won't ever amount to anything. If you were told that your whole life, you're a reviler. You don't do that to people. Build them up. Don't cut them down. Build people up. What does he call it? Deadly poison. An unruly evil full of deadly poison. If you're a reviler, it's time to change. And we change by starting to bless with our speech, like God does. Numbers 6:22, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and to his sons, and says, this is what I want you to say to everyone. The Lord bless you, keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Church, it's time to start blessing people with what you say. Bless. This is how God wants you to use your tongue. The Lord Jesus said this. He said, I say to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they'll give an account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Your words will justify you or send you to hell. You will know them by their speech. It's time to start blessing people. Proverbs 16:24, another verse for your handout, says this. It says, pleasant words are as a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Pleasant words. Let's turn to one more place. Last place we're going to look at here this morning. Romans chapter 12. This is where we go to learn how to do it right. Romans 12. Again, my sermon title. You'll know them by their speech. Let's put these things into practice. If you spent a week with a blind stranger, what would they think of you? Hey, how about this? If you spent a week in a prison cell for a crime you didn't commit, what would the blind stranger think of you? What would they think? You know, they're always watching you. Satan's prisoners. And he's blinded them. That's not even figurative. This happens every day to you and I. When Paul and Silas were in jail, what did they do? They were beaten up. And they sang hymns to God and praised his name. And the Bible says, and the prisoners were listening to them. Satan's prisoners are listening to you today. And they're already blind. I say to you, they will know you by your speech. Let me move on here. Romans chapter 12, verse 9. Three commands in verse 9. It says, let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil and cling to what is good. So let love be without hypocrisy. That is unfeigned in the King James. That is genuine love. Remember, a hypocrite wore a false face. He was a play actor. Let your love be genuine. Now Jesus said, by this all men will know that you're my disciples. That you love one another. John 13:35. 1 John 5:14. By this we know we've passed from death unto life. That we love the brethren. Love. Let love be without hypocrisy. Abhor or hate what is evil. And then cling, let me say cling like static to what is good. Verse 10 and two more Greek words for love. Philostorge and philadelphia. Be kindly affectionate with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one. I'm trying to show you how you beat this. How to beat this. What to combat. Instead of cutting people down with our words, what we can do to build people up. I want to give you Bible examples on what to do. How to do this. Be kindly affectionate with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. These kind of things will give you the victory over your tongue. Put these things into practice. Be kindly affectionate with brotherly love. In honor, giving preference to one another. Then the rest of verse 10 says, in the King James, in honor, preferring one another. You know, respect is probably my biggest pet peeve. Or lack thereof, personally. It's respect. Maybe I was taught that in the Air Force. But that's just stickler for me. Respecting people. Sounds like Philippians 2:2 that says this. fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory. Vainglory. Worthless praise. Worthless praise. That is, praise that comes your way is worthless. Praise that goes his way is real praise. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. You will know them by their speech, church. Let's soak in these virtues, positive virtues, which all revolve around love. Verse 11, three more commands. Not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. I love the way the King James reads here. It says, not slothful in business. Slothful is the same word translated in the Old Testament as sluggard. Remember that word? Look to the ant, thou sluggard. So don't be a sluggard in diligence. All right, diligence, spoude, the Greek word, really means zeal, which fits nicely with this verse. Don't be a sluggard concerning your zeal. Have a little spunk with what you do. And be fervent in spirit. Literally, what does that mean? Greek word, zestos. It means to be on fire for God. Fervent means boiling hot. Let's you and I today be fervent in spirit and not cold or lukewarm. Amen? I mean, if we knew how short that time was, believe me, I think we'd be a little more fervent in spirit. And I've said to Bill before, and I'll say it again, one thing I promise you, you're never going to hear in heaven. You know what it is? You know what, friend? I think you took me a little too serious. That's a charge you're not going to hear. Jesus is not going to say that to you on Judgment Day, that you took me too serious. Let's be fervent in spirit. Let's be on fire for God and not cold. The cold person does nothing. The lukewarm person does it half-heartedly. Let's you and I do it with gusto and zeal. Verse 14, Romans 12, 14, it says, bless those who persecute you. Says it again, bless and do not curse. So I encourage you, church, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Let's you and I use our speech to build people up and not to destroy them. Amen?
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.